This is EAA Radio, broadcasting the spirit of aviation around the globe.
I'm Farid Guillot. General aviation pilots crossing the U.S. border with Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean island nations must now use the Advanced Passenger Information System, or APIS, to file information about their flight before departing. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is encouraging all pilots to use eAPIS, a website that allows pilots to file their information electronically. This is Eric Rodriguez, who manages CBP's Private Aircraft and General Aviation Program.
APIS, in general, is the Advanced Passenger Information System, and it is used by CBP for all commercial air, commercial vessel, and private aircraft movements. For private aircraft pilots specifically, this is utilized by CBP to target individuals that we don't want coming in or flying within our airspace, as well as facilitating the arrivals of these travelers aboard these aircraft as they come into the United States.
EAPIS has been around for just a little while. How has the implementation been going, and how has it been received by pilots?
Well, the implementation's been fantastic. We published a rule on November 18th of 2008, and the rule became required on May 18th, 2009. In between the rule's publication and the implementation date, we had a lot of feedback, a lot of constructive feedback, but also a lot of criticisms of questioning why we were doing this. We were told how compliant the private aircraft pilot community is, how compliant general aviation is in general. And what we came to find out after May 18th is that everything we were told was correct.
So if I'm outside of the U.S. and I'm planning to come to AirVenture in a couple of weeks, what do I need to do to make this smooth?
Well, from an APIS standpoint, you're going to have to submit a manifest, and a manifest is going to include information about the aircraft, the specific details of the conveyance, and then particular information for all the travelers aboard. And the travelers are going to be the pilot, the person who is solely in charge and responsible for that aircraft, and thus for the APIS submission, as well as any crew that are involved, people that are helping the flight move along, as well as any other travelers or passengers, people that are just aboard that aircraft. You'll submit that information. CBP will receive that information, process that information, use it for your arrival into the United States, send you back a receipt telling you that we've received everything and processed it correctly, and then you proceed.
Is there a destination address that we have to fill in that's special for AirVenture?
You know it is, and we were given that specifically from the people at EAA. We sought partnership and guidance from EAA and other groups who have helped us, who have told us what their membership needed to hear. We're able to get the messages from CBP to their group, as well as the messages from their group back to CBP. And I'm sorry, as far as the address goes, I don't have that offhand, but I know it's published within our Private Air APIS guide. We actually use that as one of the examples.
So there's an AirVenture address that you would put there in the APIS paperwork, or actually the online paperwork that you would have to do in order to fly into AirVenture?
That's correct, because that was actually a frequently asked question, because the scenario is such that I'm going to a place, and you know, if you've been to AirVenture, it's such a large place geographically, and really, when you start to give directions of where you're staying at AirVenture, or where your plane is located, or where you're going to be located, where you're going to be camping, you may not know everything until you actually get there. So what we worked through was the frequently asked question of, what do I do when I really don't know absolutely the street address, the apartment number, the pinpoint direction of where I'm going? And the answer to that, the general answer, is give us the best description that you can. And the address that we were given by AirVenture, or by EAA, was the actual physical address for the site.
Some people, when they file their EAPIS flight plan, are going to do just one leg at a time, and other people want to do the whole round trip. What are some of the advantages of each?
We require manifest submissions for all arrivals into the United States and for all departures out of the United States. What we generally ask, or a frequently asked question is, well, how soon can I submit? And our answer is generally, we don't have a set timeline, but what we say is you should only submit after your plans have been finalized. And by finalized, we want to say that we don't want to require an absolute per-minute finalization, but we encourage the submission of both of these legs before you leave your home. Your home may be in the United States. Your home may be outside the United States. What we encourage pilots to do is to submit where they know they have internet access, where they know that they have definite plans. For someone coming into Air Ventures, say from Canada, it is advisable for them to submit both the arrival into the United States, whenever they're going to arrive to go to the event, and then their subsequent departure, when they plan to depart. If any of the times change, and what we found a lot last year from Air Venture was the submission had been for the correct day of departure, but the time slot was being changed through no fault or really control of the pilot themselves, but because of scheduling at EA. Maybe the time that had been submitted was 8 o'clock in the morning, and they were getting bumped to 9 o'clock, or they were getting pushed down to 7 o'clock. All of those changes can occur through a telephone. We understand that those changes are going to occur, and what we want to make sure is that we have a submission in the system.
Why don't you give everyone the address one more time to do APIS online, and then tell us where you can be found at Air Venture.
Well, we'll be at the Federal Pavilion, and I always mess up this email address, but the site is EAPIS. The system itself is the Advanced Passenger Information System, APIS. EAPIS, that term, is really something that is used for the website, and the website is CBP's alternative for pilots to use to submit their manifest. That site is HTTPS, Hotel Tango Tango Papa Sierra, /, EAPIS, Echo Alpha Papa India Sierra, .CBP, like Customs and Border Protection, .DHS, like Department of Homeland Security, .government, .gov, like government.
Eric, thanks very much for joining us.
Great talking to you.
Eric Rodriguez is the Program Manager for Private Aircraft and General Aviation in the Office of Field Operations at the Customs and Border Protection Headquarters. You're listening to EAA Radio.